Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the senior devotees. I can speak something about the glories of Lord Krishna. So we'll discuss today about the Bal Leela of Krishna, especially chapter 11 of the 10th canto, that is the childhood pastimes of Krishna. So I'll discuss this in four parts. First, we'll discuss a quick overview of the 10th canto. Second, we'll discuss some of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya's commentaries, basically what are the kind of books that they have written, to get an overview. Then we'll discuss some conceptual and philosophical clarifications and insights about the Bal Leela. And at the end, we'll discuss about the Bal Leela itself. So the Srimad Bhagavatam has 335 chapters. And the biggest section in the Srimad Bhagavatam is the 10th canto, which is almost one third, which is 90 chapters. And the Padma Puran, where the Bhagavat Mahatmya is given, it described that the 10th canto is like the face of Krishna. Krishna is like the form of the 10th canto and the form of the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is compared to the body of Krishna, and the 10th canto is the face. Now the 10th canto is also very beautifully divided. First 40 chapters are Vraja Leela. So the 40th chapter is just Krishna and Balram are departing. So Akrura's prayers is the 40th chapter. 41st chapter is Krishna and Balram enter Mathura. So 41st to 50th chapter, these are Mathura Leela. The 50th chapter is Krishna erects the Dwarka fort. And from 50th to 90th chapter, it's Dwarka Leela. So 40 chapters for Vrindavan Leela, 10 chapters for Mathura Leela, and 40 chapters for Dwarka Leela. And among these, the Dwarka Leela pastimes are very relatively similar to the Mahabharat pastimes, where there is politics and there is intrigue and there are lots of martial fights. And the first 40 chapters have their own sweetness, because it is God at home, Krishna in Vrindavan. And they have been the most extensively commented by the Vaishnava Acharyas, especially in our Sampradaya. Now, as we belong to the Gaudiya Sampradaya, so from the Gaudiya Vaishnava point of view, where the mood of Radharani in separation from Krishna is the most elevated mellow of devotion. So from that point of view, three chapters are especially significant. Now chapters 29 to 33 are the Rasa Panchadhyaya. So in the face of Krishna, chapters 29 to 33 are considered to be the smile of Krishna. The most beautiful part of the face is the smile. And within that, chapter 31, which is the Gopi Gita, that is the gopis in separation from Krishna. So when Maharaj Pratap Rudra wanted to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Sarvam Bhattacharya told him, sing the Gopi Gita. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of separation from Krishna. So that is chapter 31. Similarly, that is chapter 47. That is the Bhramar Gita, the song of the bumblebee. And there also there is an intense separation of Radharani from Krishna. So that is 46 is Uddhava arrives in Vrindavan, and 47 is Akrura Uddhava is spoken to indirectly by Radharani. And then there is chapter 83, which is the meeting at Kurukshetra between Krishna Balaram and the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And it is from that meeting that the whole festival of Rathyatra has emerged. So these three chapters are especially surcharged with the mood of Viraha Bhakti, with devotion in separation. And now our Acharyas have literally in the 500 years of our Sampradaya, more than 1,000 books have been written by our Acharyas. Now Jiva Goswami alone wrote 4 lakh verses. And this number 4 lakh, Jiva Goswami's alone writing is more than the number of verses in all the 18 Puranas combined together. So that is the level of the phenomenal scholarship of Jiva Goswami. And certainly Jiva Goswami is the foremost author. There are so many other authors. So our Acharyas have written on the 10th canto in 3 different ways. One is the direct commentaries on the 10th canto. Sanatana Goswami wrote the Dasham Timpani. Srinath Chakravarti wrote the first Gaudiya Vaishnava commentary verse by verse. Sanatan Goswami Dasham Timkani was only on the 10th canto. And Jiva, and the most celebrated commentary in our sampradaya is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's. So, apart from that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhagavat Arka Marichi Mala, he took a systematic thematic presentation of Bhagavatam verses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote, but not verse by verse commentary. Jiva Goswami also wrote a Krama Sandarbha, which is not a verse by verse commentary, but important verses commented on. So, the 10th canto, we have a wealth of literature from the direct commentaries. Now, apart from the direct commentaries, there are retellings. Retellings means the same story is taken and it is told in a more detail, but not by a verse-by-verse commentary. The two main retellings that we have are Jiva Goswami's Gopal Champu and Kavikaranapur's Anandavrindavan Champu. So, Jiva Goswami covers the whole 90 chapters of the 10th canto, whereas Kavikaranapur only covers the Vrindavan Leela. And especially the Madhuri Ras pastimes have been commented also. Now these are very, very elevated books. And it is far beyond our adhikar to read these books. But especially the five chapters of the Ras Leela, they have been retold and expanded by Prabodhan Saraswati and Sangeet Madhav, by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Govind Leelamrit, by, of course, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jayadev Goswami in Gita Govinda. So these are books which are very elevated and it is not appropriate for us to read them at our level of spiritual advancement. Shradha Ras Bihari Bhagavan ki jai. Hitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Gaur Nitai Chandra Bhagavan ki jai. So, Srila Prabhupada, in his Krishna book, takes the essence of the 10th canto and adds some beautiful commentaries and insights, both from the previous Acharya's commentaries as well as what he knows is required for the modern mind to appreciate Krishna and not misunderstand Krishna. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada has given us a distilled presentation of the 10th canto in the Srimad in the Krishna book. So now, when we talk about Krishna Leela, the 10th canto is special because although Krishna is referred to practically in every canto, it is not just that Vishnu is referred to, Krishna is referred to in every canto. It starts right from 1.3, first canto, third chapter, where Krishna is said to be the source of all incarnations. But every canto, there are chapters about Krishna. But in the 10th canto, which is exclusively devoted to Krishna. So, especially when Janmashtami time is there, we focus our mind and heart on the pastimes of Krishna. Now, Krishna in Vrindavan is a magical abode. Magical abode in the sense that, not that Krishna just waves a magic wand and does some magic, but the magic that Krishna does is the magic of love. That by love, he, for the sake of love between himself and his devotees, he facilitates whatever is required. So Kavikaranapur in his Anandavan Champu describes that just as Krishna is the source of all incarnations, similarly Krishna's Kaishora Rupa is the source of all the Rupas of Krishna. So whatever forms Krishna manifests, you know, Mother Yashoda, she will love Krishna as a baby or as a small child. If Krishna is eternally a youthful person, if a person grows up, the same intense and sweet Vatsalya Ras cannot be reciprocated. So, now Krishna has to reciprocate all different rasas with the different devotees. So, it is described that Krishna has, or now when there is a conversation in Varanasi between Raghupati Upadhyay and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the presence of Vallabha Bhatta, at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyay, you know, tell me which is the highest abode. So he says, it's undoubtedly Vrindavan. Which is the highest, who is the highest worshipable Lord? That is Krishna. And which is the highest worshipable form? He says, that is the Kaishora Rupa, the youthful form. Because that is the Madhurya Rasa Vigraha. So the Madhurya Ras can be experienced in reciprocation with Krishna in his Kaishora Rupa. But Krishna, he does not only manifest the Vadhurya Ras, he also manifests the Vatsalya Ras, the Sakya Ras. So when Krishna is going out to the forest, so when he is in the morning, that same form of Krishna will manifest as a youth to the gopis, the same form of Krishna will manifest as a boy to the Sakhas, and the same Krishna will manifest as a child to Mother Yashoda. So actually the Vatsalya Ras is best relished in the Kaumara Rupa. The Sakhya Ras is best relished in the Bala Rupa. And the Madhurya Ras is, the different acharyas use different words. The Kaumara is sometimes at the age of 5, and Bal is sometimes 5 to 10, or 5 to 10 is also called as Pauganda. So, and then there is the Kaishora Rupa. So for that Madhurya Ras is there. So now this chapter 11th of the 10th canto, the childhood pastimes of Krishna. So this is Krishna actually lived in, he came in Gokul, then he went to Vrindavan, and these pastimes in Vrindavan. So when he's in Gokul, Krishna is in the precincts of the house of the community, and Shaktasur, Trinavart, and Putana come inside the Vraja village, and they disrupt. But all the subsequent demons, Krishna starts going out into the forest. And other demons, if you see Aghasur, Bakasur, Vatsasur, all the adventures happen in the forests. The only demon who comes inside the Vrindavan is the last two demons who come to Vrindavan. That is chapter 35, 36, 37, where is Keshi and Arishtasur come. Vyomasur is outside, but Keshi and Arishtasur come inside. And Krishna feels, and there's too much disturbance happening in Vrindavan. Because there were many demons coming, but all the demons were outside. So Krishna said, I'll deal with them outside only. But described, Arishtasur comes in. The mother cows have miscarriages because of fear. Even the mother gopis have miscarriages. Of course, there is no such thing as death in the spiritual world. But whatever is required to enhance the rasa, that happens over there. So Krishna decides, there is too much disturbance. These demons are coming too much. Therefore, he decides, I don't want Vrindavan to be disturbed. And he leaves. So, but the most of the pastimes happen, all the killing of the demons, they happen outside Vrindavan. Now, in the 10th canto, it is described how Krishna would practically become, the word used is Yantravat. Yantravat is a machine, like a machine. So Krishna, the gopis would say, Krishna, do you want some butter? If you want it, please dance. And when they would tell him to dance, Krishna would dance just to get a little butter. And this is where Shukadeva Goswami, when he's narrating the pastime, he intersperses the pastimes with very apt philosophical points. He says that how glorious are the Vrajvasis, that Supreme Lord whom the yogis struggle to see in meditation, and they beg for a little favor of a little darshan. That Lord is not only giving darshan to the Vrajvasis, but the Lord is dancing. He's dancing for what purpose? Just to get a little butter. So when Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya sometimes tell Krishna, can you bring these sandals? So Krishna picks the sandals and brings them. Sometimes they tell, can you bring this stool? So Krishna goes there. A small baby he is. So he looks, he's beating his finger. The small children have to show his strength. And then he goes to try to pick it up. And he struggles and he struggles, and he knows everybody is watching. So he starts feeling embarrassed. He keeps lifting. And then when he's unable to lift it, he just runs to Mother Yashoda's sari and hides his face out of shyness. He says, so Krishna in this way captivates the hearts of everyone. One day when Krishna is in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, he sees that a gopa is playing, just playing with some soil, sitting on the ground. And then he sees there's behind there the calf. And the calf is just grazing, standing there. And Krishna sees and he gets an idea. Govatsapalai shashuka kapaksham badnantamambojadala yataksham uvachamata chibukam grihitva govinda damodara madhaveti. So he sees this calf is there, and the calf has a long tail coming behind. And the shikha is there, this gopa is there, and he has a long shikha coming behind. So Krishna thinks, I will tie both of them together. So he quietly crawls along, and he just catches the tail gently, and he catches the shikha. And he's about to tie it, and Mother Yashoda is always keeping an eye on Krishna to see what is Krishna going to do. He's always up to some mischief. But when he says, this is not just mischievous, this is dangerous.
You know, if the Gopa gets caught, Rajasika is tied up and the calf starts running.
So Mother Yashoda runs to Krishna. Vachamata chibukam grihitva. She catches his chin. Krishna, what are you doing? And she gets very angry with Krishna. And Krishna just, his whole fun is spoiled. He says, you are a spoiled sport. I wanted to have some fun. So Krishna, whatever he does is simply to increase the ecstasy of his devotees. And all the Vrajavasis discuss about this. So Krishna as a small baby is there. What he does is, as we know, he's famous for stealing butter. So Jagdhota Datto Navanita Pindo Grihe Yashoda Vichiki Sayanti Vachi Satyam Vadahe Murare Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur, in his Govinda Damodara Sotra, gives us sort of flashes of the spiritual world. He described different pastimes where Krishna is interacting with his devotees. So Mother Yashoda, Jagdhota Datto Navanita Pindo. So what does Mother Yashoda do? She makes some butter. She keeps in the house and she goes out. He goes out. Krishna, when Mother Yashoda is about to go out, Krishna pretends to be fast asleep. And he, as soon as Mother Yashoda wakes up, gets all out, he immediately wakes up. And he wakes up and starts running to the butter pot. And he just eats all the butter. Finishes all the butter. And then he runs back and goes to sleep. Bhuktva yatheshtam kapatena suptam kapatena, cheating suptam. So Mother Yashoda comes and he says, she looks at the butter, it was just there freshly made and now it has disappeared. You wonder what happened. So she looks around, Krishna, have you stolen butter? So Krishna pretends to, just woken up, starts rubbing his eyes. Maya, I'm hungry. Yeah, I'm hungry. So Mother Yashoda looks at Krishna. Vach satyam vadahe murare. Speak the truth. Have you stolen the butter? So here, you know, with Krishna's word, people take Bhagavad Gita and they say, I'll speak the truth. But the devotee is so great, devotee is telling Krishna, you are a liar. Speak the truth. So vach satyam vadahe murare. Please, you should not lie like this. Then, similarly, when Krishna is performing his various pastimes, so one time, when the Maharaj decides, when he just passes the Kaumar age, that we should send Krishna to the forest. Ananda Vrindavanchampura described this pastime, that he should take care of the calves. So, actually Krishna has been longing, the small children, they are longing to go out of the house and have some fun. So Mother Nanda Maharaj calls Yashoda Mai and he tells, I think now it is time that Krishna starts taking care of the cows. And Mother Yashoda turns pale, her face becomes white, pallid with anxiety. He says, you know, even in the house there is so much danger for this boy. Now so many demons are coming. First of all, there is danger because of demons, and secondly, there is danger because this boy is so mischievous. So even in the house there is so much danger, if we send him out, then I don't know what will happen. So actually, when Yashoda Mai and the Maharaj are discussing, Krishna is just outside the door hearing what is going to happen. And when Mother Yashoda starts speaking like this, Nanda Maharaj becomes silent. And Krishna bursts into the house. He says, Mother, don't spoil my fun. You know, I am going to go and I have so many plans to enjoy in the forest. And I am going to go anyway. And Mother Yashoda becomes very frightened. He says, don't worry, I will take Balram with me. He will protect me. So then Krishna goes away. And he says, whether you allow me or not, I am going tomorrow. And then Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai both become silent. And Nanda Maharaj is lost in thought. Yashoda Mai tells him again, you know, as far as the cows are concerned, you are the head of the cowherd community. And there are so many children, there are so many servants who can take care of the cows. You know, your son is a prince. He doesn't have to go out to take care of the cows. So Mother Yashoda strongly opposes. The next morning when Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, Krishna, all of them wake up. At that time, you know, Krishna is ready to quarrel with Mother Yashoda. I want to go. And Nanda Maharaj is wondering how I'll deal with this. Actually, generally, how it happens is, Yashoda Mai, whenever she gets angry with Krishna, Now Nanda Maharaj always takes the side of Krishna. So Krishna is thinking, Nanda Maharaj already wants me to go, and I also want to go. So both of us together, we will be majority and we will force Mother Yashoda to go. Let me go. So Krishna is planning like that. And then, that morning when Mother Yashoda is bathing him, so Mother Yashoda herself says, so Krishna, from today onwards you will be going to the forest. Krishna says, I'm so happy. And Nanda Maharaj is very surprised. He says, oh, you were opposing so much yesterday night. What happened? So Yashoda Mai starts thinking. And she says, actually, ultimately, this Krishna is such a child that whatever he wants to do, he is going to do. And if I don't let him do it, he will become angry with me and he will not come near me only. Now, actually, Gopal Champoji Goswami describes the post-Damodar Leela pastime. The post-Damodar Leela means after the Nalkomanigiri as the Namalajan trees are felled, then Nanda Maharaj actually unties Krishna and takes him in his lap. And Yashoda Mai comes running over there. Krishna, what happened to you? So Krishna doesn't even look at Yashoda Mai. He's on Nanda Maharaj's lap, and Yashoda Mai is here. Nanda Maharaj is looking at Yashoda Mai, but Krishna's head is this way. He's not even looking. And even without looking, he says, you are responsible for what happened. You tied me up. So Yashoda Mai comes and tries to take Krishna. He says, no, I will not come to you. So at that time, Yashoda Mai looks at Nanda Maharaj. She says, please. So Nanda Maharaj says that, that person who has committed the offense of tying Krishna, that surely deserves punishment. And now Yashoda Mai is almost devastated because she doesn't know what to do. Krishna is completely angry with her, and Nanda Maharaj is not ready to listen. But Nanda Maharaj also has a plan. He thinks, initially Krishna is angry, so I will sympathize with him. And then, in this way, I will win his heart. Then afterwards, I will persuade Krishna to go back to Yashoda Mai. And then, when he does that, then Nanda Maharaj starts talking with Krishna. Krishna, if you don't go back to Yashoda Mai, then who will feed you every day? So Krishna just embracing Nanda Maharaj. He says, you Baba. He says, who will bathe you every day? You Baba. Who will dress you every day, Krishna? You Baba. So Krishna is not ready to go to Mother Yashoda at all. And Mother Yashoda is completely devastated. For her to live is to just serve and please Krishna ultimately. So, Hitaishini Stri Tanujam Yashoda Ajuhavat Prema Pariplutakshi Ajuhavat Prema Pariplutakshi. She is a Prema Pari. She is like a fairy or an angel of love. And what is she is? Hitaishini of Krishna. Hitaishini. Krishna is actually Surudam Sarvadehina. He is the well-wisher of everyone. But Yashoda Mai thinks, I am the Hitaishini. I have to take care of Krishna. Has Krishna eaten? Has Krishna slept properly? Has Krishna bathed properly? So Yashoda Mai is almost on the verge of death. At that time, the wife of Upananda, Upananda is the oldest among the five brothers, and his wife is like the grand old lady within the family. The grand old lady of Vrindavan is Paurnamasi. She is the oldest. But she is not exactly in the family of Nanda Maharaj. So when there are small problems, then Upananda's wife resolves. When there are big problems, Paurnamasi resolves. So Upananda's wife, she comes along and she tells Krishna, Krishna, do you know what has happened to Yashoda? So Krishna doesn't even look. He still is on the lap of Nanda Maharaj. I don't care. So then Upananda's wife says, Yashoda Mai has not eaten anything, she has not slept, she has not drunk any water. And just because you are angry with her, she is so miserable that she may leave her body and die at any moment. And as soon as Krishna hears the word, Yashoda may die. Krishna just jumps from Nanda Maharaj's lap and comes down and runs into the inner chambers where Yashoda Mai is there, and he goes and embraces Yashoda Mai. And Yashoda Mai, she like gets her life back because of this. So Yashoda Mai remembers this incident, and she says, if I try to stop Krishna, he will again become angry with me. And if he becomes angry with me, I don't know what he will do this time. So therefore, she says, we'll allow him to go. But then, and Krishna is about to go to the forest, Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj, her heart, especially Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, he's a father, so the child has to grow up. So he also is concerned about Krishna's protection. But he knows that in the forest, he is there, other Gopas are there, things will be alright. But Yashoda Mai's heart, is trembling. So she says, Krishna, I will come with you. And she comes out of the house, she comes out to the outskirts of the forest, and starts coming into the forest also. So Yudhamaya says, Maya, let us go now, we will play, and I will come back in the evening. He says, Yudhamaya says, no, today I will come with you in the forest, from tomorrow you can go alone. So Krishna says, this tomorrow will never come. Let us go now, and we will come back safely. And then, finally Yashodamaya, she comes back, but her heart goes with Krishna. And Krishna then feels liberated.
Because he feels, now there is no mother observing me, trying to catch me.
And all the gopas have a lot of fun. So the Brahma Vamon Leela happens when Krishna is in the forest. So this is after Krishna started taking care of the cows. So when Krishna goes out into the jungles, now Krishna, as we know, when they are having lunch, at that time, every gopa is looking at Krishna, but not only is every gopa looking at Krishna, every gopa feels that Krishna is looking at me. And similarly, actually when Krishna goes into the forest, Krishna by his mystic potency is able to touch every blade of grass that is there in Vrindavan. So all the grass in Vrindavan exists to serve Krishna's lotus feet. And every day when Krishna goes into the forest, by his mystical power, magical power, he touches every blade of grass. Every flower has made its fragrance so that Krishna will smell it. Krishna smells every flower's fragrance. And then, sometimes when they are in the forest, then it starts raining. And then they go near Govardhan Hill, and near Govardhan Hill, they go, when its rain starts, they go inside the cave. And when they go inside the cave, the rain is coming down. So Krishna sits at the border of the cave and looks at his own beautiful nature. And then as the rain starts stopping, the gopas come out. And the gopas come out, and then suddenly, still, there is a thunderbolt. Boom! Thunder comes. And the gopadars watch, they get frightened and they run inside. And they say, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna says, what happened? There's thunder. Krishna says, no, it will go away. And then the gopas come out, they bring their sticks. And they look at us, they do like that. You're trying to frighten us, we'll beat you up. And then, what happens? As they are doing like that, again, boom, a thunder happens. And then, they just drop their sticks and run inside. And then, when they run inside, at that time, they become very frightened. So Krishna says, don't worry, I'll come out. And then Krishna comes out, and actually the cloud is thundering, just because it's not able to have darshan of Krishna. So when Krishna comes out, the thunder stops. And then Krishna and the gopas come out. Chapter 35 in the 10th canto describes how the gopis are thinking of Krishna when he is in the forest. So it is described that the gopis are thinking, everybody is serving Krishna except us. The grass is serving Krishna by offering a place for his lotus feet. The wind is serving Krishna by offering air and refreshing fragrance. The trees are serving Krishna by offering fruits. He says everybody is so fortunate, and they are meditating that actually even the sun comes out just to have darshan of Krishna. But when the sun comes out to have darshan of Krishna, at that time the clouds start thinking, oh, this will become very hot. So the clouds come in and they offer a natural umbrella to Krishna. And it's an umbrella, it not only offers shade from the sun, but it just drops few drops of water. Cooling, gentle, and so it's like a soothing shower for Krishna. And then Suryadeva gets angry. He says, I am not able to take darshan of Krishna. So he increases temperature. When he increases temperature, the cloud starts melting. And the cloud runs away. And then Suryadeva again is able to have darshan. But then, now everybody is so eager to serve Krishna. So immediately, a next cloud comes back. The next cloud comes, and immediately he is there. Waiting. To serve Krishna. So he also shelters. And Suryadeva also. So in Vrindavan, everybody experiences a cycle of viraha and milana. So the Suryadeva is able to have darshan of Krishna, and then suddenly the clouds are covering. And then he works very hard, increases the heat, causes the cloud to go away, and then again he has darshan. And then Krishna sees that now it like this, the whole day goes on. So the gopis are meditating, everybody is getting to serve Krishna, but we are not getting to serve Krishna. And then finally when Krishna decides, now it is evening, we have to go back. So then he starts playing his flute to call all the cows back. And when Krishna plays the flute, all the cows are very happy to hear that Krishna is calling them. But at the same time, they are unhappy because if they go back, then they will not be in Krishna's presence. They know that as long as we are in the forest, Krishna is just there behind. And we can turn around and look at Krishna. And they also know that Krishna is looking at all of us. His watchful glance is always there at us. So when Krishna plays the flute, all the cows come. But some cows, they don't come deliberately. So they want to hear Krishna speak their name. And just for that, they keep waiting. And then Krishna sees all the cows have come. Some have not yet come. Then he starts calling on Dhavli, Gavli, Ravli, Shavli. And then when the cows hear Krishna's name, immediately they come running. With their tails up, their ears raised. And Krishna, the cows are all looking at him. Then Krishna signals with his eyes. Now we have to go back. But when Krishna signals we have to go back, at that time, the cows, their hearts are torn. Because the cows are not fully grown up. So they eat grass partially and they drink the mother's milk partially. So they are thinking that if we go back, then we will have our mother's milk to drink. But they are thinking, but we will lose the nectar of seeing Krishna and Krishna seeing us. So the cows are torn in their hearts. So their front legs want to go back, their back legs want to stay there. So then Krishna starts playing his flute and then slowly the cows start moving. And when the cows start moving, at that time, Krishna stays right at the back, the last place. Because Bilwa Mangal Thakur says that Krishna is so careful that not a single calf gets lost. Now, sometimes if one calf gets lost, at that time, you know, Krishna leaves all the cows and he goes searching for that one calf. He goes searching for that one calf and brings that calf back. So, Bilwa Mangal Thakur plays with the word Gopal. He says, Go means cows and go also means senses. So he says, Krishna, you are Gopal. Just as you protect the cows, you know, you should also protect my senses. Even if one calf wanders away in a wrong direction, you are so alert to bring it back. But not just one of my senses, all my senses are wandering in different directions. Please bring them back under your control and direct them. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tumi Rishikesha Rishikadamiya. That you are Rishikesh, please control my senses. So even in the sweet pastime, the acharyas are able to see not only the exalted levels of direct reciprocation, but they also see insights that relate to our own life. And then as the Gopa starts leading the cows back to Vrindavan village, a whole day the Vrijvasis have been waiting. When will Krishna come back? So Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, all the elderly Gopa, all the elderly Vajvasis, they come out of their houses. And right on the outskirts of the Vrindavan village, they're waiting. And the young Gopis, because of the social custom and culture, they can't come out. So they make some excuse and they go up the Chabutara, to the terraces of their house. And there they stand out and all of them are looking. When is Krishna going to come back? When? And then, the first signal that they get Krishna is coming is, they see a huge dust cloud rising. Because the cows' hooves, when they are moving forward, they see the dust cloud rising. So actually, the Vrindavan vision was clear earlier, but it was clear without Krishna. Then the clarity is lost and there is complete dust. And one is not able to see anything. But then gradually the dust starts settling. The dust starts settling. And then they're able to see the cows coming in. So like that, sometimes when we are not practicing Krishna consciousness, our mind seems to be very peaceful. When you start practicing, then suddenly the dust starts rising. You start thinking, what is happening? My mind is becoming more agitated. But that is just a phase. As Krishna will come closer and closer and closer, all the dust will go and the clear vision will come. So then they first see the cows coming. And there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of cows. Asankhyata, Vishwanatha Chakravarti comments. Asankhyata means unlimited. And as all the cows coming, everybody is waiting. When is Krishna going to come? Then behind the cows are all the cows are the cowherd boys. And then behind the cowherd boys, at the back, is Krishna. And they're all waiting. So Balaramji is there, next to him is Krishna, next to him is Madhumangal. and all the intimate sakhas are there. And everybody just waiting. When will Krishna come? When will we be able to see Krishna? And then Krishna starts coming in. Then all the cows go with their cows to their respective homes. The gopas go to their respective homes with their mothers. And every day, Krishna, now Krishna is looking at all the Vrajavasis, Yajandamai, Nandamara, Yashodamai, and all the elderly gopas and gopis. But at the same time, all the gopis are there in the chabutaras. And Krishna's, Balaramji is the older brother of Krishna. So Krishna feels a little shy to look at the gopis in the presence of Balaramji. So every day Krishna comes up with some excuse. And just when they are coming into Vrindavan village, they have come to the outskirts, they are coming inside where all the houses are starting. Krishna suddenly starts walking very slowly. And Balaramji asks, what is happening? Krishna, come. I'm hungry. We have to go home. We have to take a bath and then we will take food. So Krishna says, I'm very tired. You go ahead. I'll come slowly. So Balaramji just runs ahead. And then Balaramji runs ahead. Then Krishna feels completely free. And then all the gopis are beholding Krishna. They are offering the love of their heart through their eyes to Krishna. And Krishna receives their love and offers his love, loving benediction back to each one of them. So every single one of the gopis, they get the darshan of Krishna and Krishna blesses them with his eyes. And this way, slowly Krishna enters into Vrindavan village. When he enters into Vrindavan village, so the same Krishna who with the sakhas was manifesting a Kaumar or a Paugand, a Bala Rupa, then with the gopis, that same Krishna, they see him as a Kaishora Rupa. And then, so the gopis never see Krishna drinking Yashodamai's milk. And Yashodamai and Maharaj never see Krishna performing Rasleela. Because that would be Rasabhas. Their particular Rasa is of a particular kind. And Krishna's Yoga Maya arranges everything in such a way that every devotee is able to relish that particular Rasa to the utmost. Without any Rasabhas coming in. And then, after reciprocating love with the gopis, Krishna enters into the house. And Yashodamai is just waiting. So although Krishna is an old enough boy to take care of him, to take care of himself in the forest, even to kill demons. But when Krishna comes inside, at that time, he becomes just like a small helpless baby. And Yashodamai personally bathes him, dresses him, anoints him, decorates him. And then she comes to feed him. And after feeding him, then all the gopis, the elderly gopis come and they all start singing songs. Paryankika bhajamalam kumaram praswapayanto kilagopakanya jagu prabandham swaratalabandham govinda damodaramadhaveti. So they are all singing songs to put Krishna to sleep. Jagu prabandham. They are all singing what? Which songs? They are singing Krishna's own pastimes. Either Krishna's pastimes directly or Krishna's other incarnations' pastimes. And then Krishna just goes to sleep. Actually, he doesn't sleep. He pretends to go to sleep. Now, there is no tamoguna in the spiritual world which will put Krishna to sleep. But the mother will be in anxiety if she doesn't see her child sleeping. Just to alleviate her anxiety, Krishna goes to sleep. And as soon as Mother Yashoda goes to her room and goes to sleep, immediately Krishna gets up. And then he goes out to perform pastimes with the gopis. And then before Yashodamai wakes up, he comes back. And he's in bed like a good boy who has slept throughout the night. And Mother Yashoda comes along and she says, it's like, you know, a lazy boy. He doesn't wake up early in the morning. So Mother Yashoda is my child, you know. He's not very hardworking. He is very lazy. So then she comes and she starts waking up Krishna. Prabhata Sanchar Gata Nugavas. Prabhata Sanchar. In the beginning, in the early morning, all the cows, they have gone out. Tadrakshanartham Tanujam Yashoda. Prabhodayat Pani Tale Namandam. Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti. So she thinks, oh, all the cows have started going out. And this Krishna is still sleeping. Tadrakshanartham. He has to take care of the cows. Tanujam Yashoda. So she comes and prabodhayat, gent mandam. Prabodhayat panitalena. Panitalena means the palm of her hand. Gently starts shaking Krishna. Mandam, gently. Krishna, wake up, wake up. Now we have to go. They had to go, and as Mother Yashoda is trying to wake up, Krishna acts like a typical small boy, just turns around and goes to sleep again. And like, come on Krishna, wake up, you have to go. And then, at that time, all the other sakhas come. And when the other sakhas start calling out, they start calling out,
Prabhat, Prabhat Kale Varavallabhaugha, Gorakshanartham Dhritavetra Danda, Akaryana Suranandamadhyam, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti.
Prabhat Kale, in the morning, Yashodama is trying to wake Krishna up, but Varavallabhaugha, Varavallabhaugha means the best of the Gopas. They all come and they are all equipped. Dhritavetra Dandaha, they have got some steak, they have got some goats, all equipped to take care of the cows. So they come outside in the Maharaj's house. And what did they do? Akaryana Surananta Madhyam. They start calling out that unlimited original supreme person. Hey Krishna, you're so lazy. Wake up and come now. We have to go. So now when Mother Yashoda says that Krishna is lazy, Krishna doesn't mind it. Mothers always keep saying things. But another Gopa comes and says, Krishna, you're lazy. Krishna immediately jumps out of his bed. Jumps out of his bed and he starts running. He immediately takes bath. And within a short time, he's ready. And then, again, they all start off. So, and they, every day like this, they go out into the forest to herd the cows. And these pastimes, we know that they have been the source of every devotee. Every devotee, Krishna uses the word Aniketah Sthirmatiru. Aniketah Sthirmatiru means that the devotee, he has no physical home, but his home is at the lotus feet of Krishna. His consciousness is the lotus feet of Krishna. So, you know, what does a home mean? A home means, you know, a place, if we have completed our work, we come back home. We go out, but as soon as the work is done, we come back home. So, by the blessings of Lord Krishna and the Vaishnavas, we can hope to make Krishna our mental home, our inner home. That means our mind, it may have to go here, it may have to go there, we have to do this seva, we have to do this job, we have to do this duty. But as soon as it is done, bring Krishna back into the, bring our mind back to Krishna's lotus feet. And the sweet pastimes of Krishna are means by which our heart can be very quickly attracted and captivated. So, in the Uddhava Gita, at the end, after Krishna has given those huge instructions, you know, the Bhagavad Gita is 700 verses, the Uddhava Gita is almost 3 times longer than that. It's much longer. At one time, Uddhava asks, Krishna, please explain the 3 modes to me. So at that time, Vishwanatha Chakravarti says that Krishna replies, actually Arjuna had also asked me the same question. But that time it was a battlefield, so I spoke briefly. Now I'll speak to you in detail. And then he speaks in detail. And then at the end of it all, when the instructions are over, so Uddhava offers a very beautiful prayer. He says, my dear Lord, now I understood your glories. But after understanding Krishna's glories, what do we have to do? We have to serve him. So he says, my dear Lord, please instruct me in a way that my attraction to you, my devotion to you, my rati to you will increase. Namostute mahayogin prapanna manushadhimam yatha tvacharanam bhoje rati syadana payine. He says, oh mahayogi, you are the supreme Lord. Prapannam, I surrender to you. So actually in one sense, the Bhagavad Gita and Uddhava Gita are the same. But at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Karishye Vachinam Tava. Because he already knows what Krishna wants him to do. Krishna wants him to fight. But Uddhava doesn't know what Krishna wants to do. So the explicit instruction is not yet there. So therefore, of course he knows that Krishna is going back to go back to spiritual world. And he wants him to stay there. Now Uddhava wants to come back. But Krishna wants him to stay there. So he says, my dear Lord, you are the Mahayogi. You know what is best for the Prapannam. I surrender to you. Anushadhimam. Please instruct me. What sort of instruction does he want? Yatha tvacharanam bhoje. That by which unto your lotus feet, rati, my attraction, syad anapayini. Anapayini means, it will just flourish. It will increase more and more and more. This is a very beautiful prayer to offer to Krishna as Janmashtami is coming and also on the day of Janmashtami. And my dear Lord, please give me that instruction through the spiritual master, through the Guru Sadhu Shastra and as the Chaitya Guru within, by which my attraction to you can increase more and more and more. So we'll recite this verse and then we'll conclude.
Namostute Mahayogi.
Namostute Mahayogi.
Prapannam Anushadhimam.
Prapannam Anushadhimam.
Yatha Tvacharanam Bhoje.
Charanam Bhoje.
Ratisyadanapayini.
Ratisyadanapayini.
Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Jai Gaur Premanandi.